but to develop how, like this. And repeat. Then new material. Repeat. Repeat, repeat. How many times have I repeated the word repeat in this short development? I've lost count. Oh, what is all this repetition business? Here we were just a moment ago shouting praises for deletion, for the omission of repeats. And that was our leading metaphor in the pastoral. And now we suddenly find Beethoven repeating as if obsessed. What is this new paradox? It's not a paradox at all. It needs only a few words of clarification. First of all, none of those repeats I just played is an exact or literal repeat. Each one contains some variation or other, a slight elaboration, or an added voice, or a structural ambiguity, or a change in the dynamics of loud and soft, or something. And secondly, what is variation anyway? It's always, in one way or another, a manifestation of that mighty dramatic principle known as the violation of expectation. I'm sure you've all studied that in freshman English. And what is expected is, of course, repetition, in this case, in the form of an answer or a counterstatement or whatever. And when those are violated, you've got a variation. The violation is the variation. In other words, variation cannot exist without the previously assumed idea of repetition, which explains the deletion we heard at the beginning of the symphony just now. What was deleted was the unconscious expectation of a symmetrical counterpart to the first four-bar phrase, and that deletion is in itself a kind of variation. Do you see what I mean? It's the conspicuous absence of the expected repetition which makes that particular musical surface structure what it is. So now, see if you can follow this, because this is the topper, that the idea of repetition is inherent in music even when the repetition itself is not there at all. In other words, the repetitive principle lies at the very source of musical art, just as it does in poetry, as we learned from Jakobson's reiterative principle.